Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
New music train kept rolling all night long.
Hello, RTS friends. This is Enrique Cruz to tell you that I didn't listen to a lot of music in July, but I did come across Melissa Carper's new album, Born In Ya, and there's a song in there called There'll Be Another One that is just outstanding. Melissa's voice and the fine arrangement make it sound like a classic from the first note. Even though after a few listens, the melody started to sound like Some Guys Have All the Luck, maybe. And maybe it is intentional, who knows, given Melissa's good sense of humor. Anyway, I hope you like it as much as I do. And keep rocking the suburbs every day.
New music train kept rolling all night long. Jason Goble, happy to jump aboard. Hope all are doing well. There was a lot of great music that was released in July. A lot of stuff I keep on circling back to, but I'm going for the lowest of hanging fruit in light of the fact that two of my absolute favorite artists and bands released new music this month. One album I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of you have listened to already. And as for the other one, well, my guess is it's myself, Kevin Bartlett, and Dave from Kenosha. That having been said, the heart loves what the heart loves. Any event, my first pick is Johnny Blue Skies, a.k.a. Sturgill Simpson, who released Passage de Dessert. I have to be honest, I had concerns when I heard he was releasing this one as Johnny Blue Skies. That having been said, I apologize to Mr. Simpson, as I should have trusted in his greatness and known this one would not disappoint. The album is fantastic and definitely one of my favorites of the year. Just 8 country music masterpieces. My favorite song on the album is Jupiter's Ferry. I love the lyrics and I love the majestic chorus. The song is about 8 minutes long, and realize you can only play a snippet, but you're going to want to hit that chorus. I suggest you either start about a minute in or play maybe the last couple of minutes of the song. Again, I'm pretty sure most have listened to this already, but if you haven't, you should definitely circle back and give a listen to Passage du Désir by the artist now known as Johnny Blue Skies, which is my first pick.
What are real friends for? So I went home thinking I would try to call you. Searched your name, and I saw the news that there was no more you. I hear there's fairies out on Jupiter, and there was a time when I knew more, but today. I used to write so many songs about you, long after you went home that day. I laid alone so many nights without you. I spent years just hoping that you were okay. I cried an ocean. Hoping it washed the pain away. Then today I read the news. You were gone. You left a year ago. Chose to check out and move.
As for my second pick, if you've gotten to know me, you know I'm a huge Phish fan. And if you thought that the Phish fan was going to pick the new Phish album, well, you were right. I'm going with Phish's latest Evolve. I give this caveat. 10 years ago, I gave up trying to indoctrinate people into the Phish fandom. First, I think you really do need to see them live to truly appreciate them. And also, admittedly, some of the older Phish songs that are staples of their live set, the studio versions don't sound that great. That having been said, I think over the years, the studio albums and Trey Anastasio's solo stuff have become tighter musically, as well as in a lot of instances lyrically. And thus, I will give you my second pick, which is actually the single from the album. It's the title track, Evolve. I just think it's not only a good Phish song, but just a good song in general. But it's at this point I should give you the second reason that I stopped attempting to convert people into Phish fans. It was a piece of advice that was given on the Fantasy Tour message board for Phish fans, which I kind of wish I remember the person who posted it to give him or her credit. But it was basically a response to a bunch of posts who criticized a bunch of recent Phish shows at the time. I think it was around 10 years ago. And the person responded with six simple words, "More room for me to dance." So again, if you like the song Evolve, go back to listen to the entire album, which has plenty of more goodies. And if you like the entire album, I will happily save a seat for you. But if you don't like it, I do apologize for wasting your time. But I am going to take solace in the fact that there remains more room for me to dance. Phish's Evolve, my second pick. That's it. Once again, I hope all are doing well, and I will speak to you all later. Thank you.
the melody started to sound like Some Guys Have All the Luck